Welcome to our winter edition of Independent Times 2024-25. Image shows Winifred standing proudly next to her crystal artwork. She is smiling. Headline, Winifred's story, page 16. Who likes Lego? Page 11. Preparing for winter, page 12. Page 2. Welcome from Sharon. Article includes a headshot image of Sharon. Hi, I'm Sharon and I am on secondment as the head of housing operations. I have worked for Progress Housing Group for over 3 years and have worked in the housing sector for over 23 years. We have had a busy time over the last few months visiting all our independent living schemes as part of the big conversation. This gave us the opportunity to speak with you and understand what is important to you. We will be feeding back on what you have had to say and how this will change how we deliver our services to you. We celebrate 30 years this year, so we spoke to our cover girl, Winifred, who has been with us since the beginning. It is lovely to see Bill's birthday celebration at Orchard Grange on his 99th birthday. Happy birthday, Bill. I hope you enjoy this edition of the Independent Times, and if you have any feedback or ideas on future articles, please get in touch. Sharon, Head of Housing Operations. Have you seen your tenant annual review? Article includes an image of the front cover of the tenant annual review, which shows a tenant stood in the doorway of her home, smiling and holding her son, who is aged around 2. Your review, which includes a foreword from one of our independent living tenants, Ron, is structured around some of the tenant satisfaction measures, TSMs, and our customer promises. It includes performance information for general needs housing, housing for people over 55, supported housing tenants and shared owners from the 1st of April 2023 to the 31st of March 2024. If you would like a printed copy sent to your home, please contact us on 033332045555. If you live in one of our schemes, you can find a copy on the notice board in the communal area. Page 3. Your Big Conversation Feedback. Thank you to everyone who joined us at the Big Conversation events last summer and gave us feedback. Here is an overview of what you told us. 1. You think some of the communal areas in your schemes are in need of a refresh. 2. You think our grounds maintenance service needs to be improved. 3. You think our laundry facilities need improving. 4. You think there is not enough social activity in your scheme. 5. You think we need more scooter storage. 6. Some of you would feel safer with more CCTV at your schemes. 7. You feel our heating systems can be too hot. 8. You are not happy that our window cleaning contractors do not clean your individual flat windows. 9. You feel that relationships could be improved. 10. You feel you do not see your independent living coordinator enough. We have listened to what you have told us and we are working on an action plan to improve our services to you. Manage your tenancy. Image of a thermostatic radiator valve. We have lots of useful information on our website, including leaflets, publications, and explainer videos. The leaflets include information ranging from how to use thermostatic radiator valves, TRVs, to information about damp and mold. For more information, visit www.progressgroup.org.uk/manage-your-tenancy/resources/. If you would like printed copies, or copies in large print, please let us know by calling 033332045555. Progress Futures. Are you looking for something to do to in your free time? Our Progress Futures team offers more than just employment advice. The team can look at volunteering opportunities where you can meet new people. Or they can find courses to increase your confidence or teach you new life skills. Get in touch with the team by emailing futures@progressgroup.org.uk or calling 07976812535 or 033332045555. Tenant Satisfaction Measures. Over the past few months, an external provider called Acuity has been carrying out tenant satisfaction measures, TSM, surveys via text, email, and telephone calls. Tenants are selected at random to make sure we get a fair representation. To read the results, visit the performance section of our website, www.progressgroup.org.uk/performance/. Page 4. What has been going on? Race day. 3 photos, one shows 6 female tenants dressed up for the races at St. John's Court, another photo shows Myra and Anne dressed up at Tizen House, and the final photo shows the horse racing board with 8 horses. Tenants at Tizen House in Penwortham and St. John's Court in Lytham St. Anne's dressed up for an afternoon at the races at their schemes. The tenants enjoyed an afternoon of horse racing, using a wooden board donated to them by a local resident near Tizen House. Organiser Anne, from Tizen House, says, "We hold horse racing afternoons every now and again and we all have a laugh." The tenants at Tizen House also loaned out the board to St. John's Court. Anne adds, "I know we like going to other schemes and other people coming to ours as we get to meet other people." Supporting charities. Article includes 2 photos. Photo 1 shows 2 female tenants at Lower House helping themselves tea cakes photo. Well done to our tenants who have raised money for charities. Tenants at Uncenus Court in Kirkham raised £740 for Macmillan during a coffee morning, auction and raffle. This will be match funded by Progress Housing Group to £1,480. Tenants from various schemes enjoyed a coffee and cake afternoon at Lower House in Leyland. The event, organised by Sandra, raised £264.45 for Macmillan, which was match funded by the group to £530.90. Linda raised £530 for Rosemere by holding a Christmas fair at Bolton Croft and will apply for match funding. Boost your fundraising by applying for our charity fund, where we can make a donation. As part of our 30th anniversary, we are aiming to donate £30,000 by supporting tenants and colleagues with their fundraising. For more information, call 01772450669 or email community@progressgroup.org.uk. Page 5. Christmas parties. For photos of tenants having Christmas lunch at Greenwood Court in Leyland and St. John's Court in Lytham Street Ends. Thank you to the Consortia Group for supplying hampers for our festive quiz winners. What is coming up? Here is a list of what we have planned for the next few months. South Ribble. Coffee mornings. Every Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at Lower House, Wellesby Road, in Leyland. Trips. Wednesday the 8th of January. 3000 bingo trip. Wednesday the 12th of February. Cheshire Oaks. Wednesday the 12th of March. Oswald Twistle Mill. Wednesday the 16th of April. Skipton Market. Wednesday the 14th of May. Berry Market. Wednesday the 11th of June. York. Fylde. Trips. Tuesday the 14th of January. Mecca Bingo at Blackpool. Tuesday the 18th of February. Cheshire Oaks. Tuesday the 11th of March. Liverpool Docks. Tuesday the 15th of April. Skipton Market. Friday the 16th of May. Berry Market. Tuesday the 17th of June. York. If you would like to find out more or book a place, please contact the customer voice team at community@progressgroup.org.uk or call Danny on 07866010999. Page 6. Gas safety. Graphic of a gas cooker. It is important you continue to allow us access to check your gas appliances annually. Badly fitted and poorly serviced gas appliances can cause gas leaks, fires, explosions, and carbon monoxide, CO, poisoning. Signs that could indicate your gas appliances are not working correctly. Lazy yellow-orange flames instead of crisp blue ones, error messages or unexpected noises from your boiler or dark and sooty stains around your gas appliance. Contact us to check it. 6 symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning are headaches, dizziness, breathlessness, nausea, collapse, loss of consciousness. What happens during an electrical inspection and test? Infographic of a plug. We will carry out a full electrical inspection and test every 5 years to make sure we meet legislation and keep you safe. This test involves completing an electrical installation condition report, EICR. You will need to be at home to allow access and remain at home whilst the electrician is there. We book half a day for this. The electrician will need access to all electrical accessories, sockets and switches etc., in every room. At some point during the inspection, the electricity will need to be isolated. There will be no mess involved. We will test the fixed electrical parts of your property, like the wiring, the plug sockets, and the light fittings in every room, as well as the consumer unit, fuse box. The inspection will find out if any of your electrical installations are overloaded, there are any potential electric shock risks and fire hazards, there is any defective electrical work, there is a lack of earthing or bonding. These are two ways of preventing electrical shocks that are built into electrical installations. If the EICR flags up any issues, any remedial work must be completed within a defined timeframe by qualified electrical installers. These will be identified and, where possible, completed during the inspection. If not, we will arrange a suitable appointment with you. Never attempt to do any DIY work with electricals. Always ask a qualified electrician. Page 7. Tenants' Voice Improving Services Group Update. Here is a summary of what our Tenants' Voice Improving Services Group have discussed at the recent scrutiny meetings. The group looked further into options to receive independent support and mentoring for tenants involved in scrutiny activity. They also received an update on the progress being made on their recent reviews. This included out-of-hours, planned maintenance, communication and aids and adaptation reviews and our annual rent review. The next area to be reviewed by tenants was chosen. This will be our complaints procedure. You can see these dates on the events section at the bottom of our homepage on our website www.progressgroup.org.uk, or ask your independent living coordinator. The next quarterly update meeting of the Tenants' Voice Improving Services Group will be early spring at either Leyland House or Progress House and on Microsoft Teams. Community chats. Photo of 9 Progress Housing Group colleagues stood ready to do the community chats. Jackie DeRose is stood in the middle. Thank you to everyone who spoke to us during our community chats. Over the summer, we completed community chats in various areas, including Kill House, Gisburn and Ilkley Avenue, Lytham Street Ends and Kingsfold West, Penwortham. Our group chief executive, Jackie DeRose, met with tenants in Gisburn and Ilkley Avenue. She said, "We hold these community chat events on a regular basis and every time we learn something new to help us improve our services to tenants." Our executive director, operations, services and support, Tammy Bradley, talked to tenants in Gisburn and Ilkley Avenue and Kingsfold West. She said, "Community chats are a fantastic way for us to hear the voice of tenants and the wider community. It is so important that we go out to our local areas, to visit tenants in their homes and hear directly about what is important to them, what they like about living in their homes and what ideas they have to improve things." Page 8. Living Your Best Life. As part of our 30th anniversary, we ran a creative competition with 3 categories: photography, creative and poetry. Well done to our winners who each received a shopping voucher. Photography. First, Myra, sunset in Norfolk. Joint second and sunset from my window, and Tony, nature collage. Creative. First, D, millennium cross stitch. Second, Ian, wooden side table. Third, Barry, steampunk robots. Poetry. First, My Life with Progress Housing Group by Joyce. Article includes a photo of the millennium cross stitch and the sunset in Norfolk. For more photos of all our entries, please visit our website. Fire safety training awareness. You said it, so we did it. Our tenants' forum told us that you wanted to feel more confident about fire safety, so we organized fire safety awareness training sessions. More than 40 tenants attended a session at one of the following schemes: Orchard Grange, Old Mill Court, Amounderness Court, Outram House, Lower House, Lowerfield, Northbrook Gardens, and South Hay. The session discussed causes of fires, spotting hazards, raising the alarm, how to escape, and human behavior. Tenants said they found the course useful and thanked us for organizing it. Test your alarms. Graphic of a hand pointing to a smoke alarm. We install smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors where appropriate in your property. We recommend you regularly test the batteries in these alarms to check they are working. Page 9. Progress in Bloom. Well done to all our Progress in Bloom winners. Gold winners: Tony, Churchside; June, Walton-le-Dale; Jubilee Court Communal Courtyard; Linda, Bashall Grove; Judith, Yarrow Road; David, Ancenis Court. Silver winners: Eleanor, Wellesby Road; Amounderness Court Communal Gardens; Elaine, Lowerfield; Alice, Bolton Croft; Hazel, Bashall Grove; Sylvia, Jubilee Court; Zena, Jubilee Court; Maureen, Jubilee Court; David, Jubilee Court; Lynn, Yarrow Place; Jean, Ilkley Avenue. All winners received a certificate and shopping vouchers. To view our video of all the winners, visit our website. Spotlight on one of our gold winners, Jubilee Court. Two photos, Derek and Gil by the tree in the quadrant, and Wilma and David with two tenants sat on the concrete plinth. Tenants at Jubilee Court in Leyland feel like they are in Spain after creating their own little oasis. Wilma and David, and Gil and Derek have transformed their courtyard, planting flower beds, creating a concrete plinth, nicknamed their coffin, and installing benches for tenants to enjoy their outdoor areas. Wilma said, "A few of us contributed to getting paint for the concrete coffin and Derek got some artificial grass for it. We then put gardening pots and ornaments on it. He also did the flagging for us. We stripped the benches back and painted them, and got some railway sleepers. We added solar lights to the trees in the middle and at Christmas, we put up a tree, with big baubles. It's nice to look out the window and see a bit of color rather than just gray slabs." Tenants in the other quadrant have also worked on their area. Page 10. Money Matters. Photo of someone using a calculator, looking at a bill. We know this time of year is hard, especially with the rising cost of living. We do not want you to struggle on your own and fall behind on your rent. If you are finding things tough, please contact us. While it is understandable that you might be anxious about telling us that you are going to be late with the rent, it is far better to discuss this with us, so we can explore how we might be able to assist you. What is Universal Credit Managed Migration? The government is moving people who are currently claiming legacy benefits such as housing benefit onto Universal Credit. This is happening now. You do not need to do anything until you have received a Universal Credit Migration letter. Once you have received the letter, you will have 3 months to make your claim for Universal Credit. The notice tells you the need to claim Universal Credit instead. There are deadline day. What happens if you do not claim in time? Other information about how to claim Universal Credit, joint claims, couples, etc. If you need help claiming or think you may be worse off with this change, please call our Tenancy Sustainability Team on 0333320455. Are you entitled to pension credit? Are you over the state pension age? If so, you could be entitled to pension credit. Pension credit gives you extra money to help with your living costs if you are over state pension age and on a low income. Pension credit can also help with housing costs such as ground rent or service charges. For more information, Visit www.gov.uk/pension credit or speak to our tenancy sustainability team. Page 11. Your well-being matters to us. Our tenant support and well-being service with independent provider Life and AMP, Progress offers 24-hour access to confidential support, advice and in-the-moment counselling on a wide range of issues from relationships and family matters to legal matters. This is how the service could help you with financial matters, such as debt. Signposting to specialist debt advice services that can offer personalized support for managing and reducing debt. Talking you through a basic budget to help you get a clear view of your finances. Introducing you to a financial coach, who could provide ongoing guidance with budgeting and financial planning. You can access Life and AMP, Progress by calling 03300948845. You can also visit www.tenantcare.co.uk. Username, Progress Group. Password, Tenant. Who likes Lego? Two photos of two different Lego sets. One is a street scene, with a jazz club, a shop and a cinema. The other photo shows a jazz band. D, who is one of our competition winners, also loves building with Lego. She estimates she has built around 60 sets over the past 4 years. Her hobby started when her son bought her a simple Lego set to try out after her husband died. Dee's Lego pieces are quite the talk, as anyone who visits often refer to her as the Lego Lady. She said, "My favorite one has to be the jazz quartet, as I love jazz music. The typewriter is also special, as I used to be a medical secretary." D, 88, has also completed the Tower Bridge, which has around 2,500 pieces, a Harry Potter train, the Statue of Liberty and the Ghostbusters car. She added, "I like the challenge of putting it all together. It takes my mind off the pain I have sometimes as I am in a wheelchair." If anyone is looking for a hobby to do at home, I would recommend Lego. Page 12. Do you know who is knocking on your door? Graphic of someone knocking on a door. If an unknown person knocked on your door and wanted access to your home, or block of flats, would you know what to do? Double-check the person's ID before you let someone into your home. Are they who they say they are? A rogue trader or bogus caller may call uninvited to your home to trick you into letting them in so that they can steal or persuade you to hand over money for a product or service you do not need or at a very high price. Contact us immediately if you think you have been targeted or if you have any concerns. Call the police if you feel scared or threatened. Talk to us before you sign any documents relating to disrepair claims. Preparing your home for winter. Graphic of a winter outdoor scene, with snowflakes, snow on pine trees, and a house. Keeping your home warm in winter will help prevent condensation and mold. Where you can, try to allow warm air to circulate by leaving doors open. Insulate your home as much as possible. If you have concerns about damp or mold, contact us. We have a dedicated team of damp experts who will attend your home to assess the affected areas and the property as a whole. If you are struggling with, or worried about, the cost of gas and electricity, we have a range of support services to help. Please get in touch. Register for priority services. Did you know that if you sign up with the priority services register with your energy suppliers, gas and electricity, you could get extra help? For example, if there is a power cut, someone can check up on you and provide hot meals. You may also want someone to check your meter regularly or move your prepayment meter. To get this extra help, you can apply to be added to your electricity network priority services register. Page 13. Compliments and complaints. From the 1st of April 2024 to the 30th of September 2024, the group received 532 complaints, 189 were resolved at first point of contact, and 104 compliments. You said we did. When we assessed our complaints, feedback and redress policy earlier this year, we talked with some of our involved tenants and they told us that they would like our letters emails to be clearer when we issue an outcome to a complaint. Tenants said that saying a complaint was upheld or not upheld wasn't always clear, so they suggested we change this to we got it wrong or we got it right. They also welcomed the change made by the Housing Ombudsman Code that removed a partially upheld outcome. We have now changed all our complaint responses to the more customer-friendly language our tenants suggested. Compliments. A tenant would like to log a compliment for everyone on the repairs team and the operatives that carry out the repairs. An independent living coordinator received a thank you card from the family of a tenant she had been supporting. We received a letter complimenting an independent living coordinator as being the best scheme manager they have had, always making time for the tenants. How to make a complaint or compliment? Please get in touch with us via the methods listed on the next article. We are a member of the Housing Ombudsman Scheme and we carry out an annual self-assessment against the Complaint Handling Code. You can find further information on the Housing Ombudsman and the code on its website, www.housingombudsman.org.uk. Contact us. Manage your rent and repairs at any time online at my.progressgroup.org.uk. Live chat, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. www.progressgroup.org.uk. Email inquiries at progressgroup.org.uk. Phone. Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. 0333320455. In person. Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Or write to us at Sumner House, 21 King Street, Leyland, Lancashire, PR252LW. Follow us on Facebook, Progress Street Talk. Share with us on Instagram at progress_hg. Page 14 and 15. Our customer promises. Image shows Dave and Wilma looking at a tree at Jubilee Court. This is a summary of overall performance against our customer promises for the period April 2023 to September 2024. For a more detailed look with comparative figures, visit the performance section of our website. Homes. We promise to keep your homes well maintained and safe. 0.08 out of every 100 homes did not meet the decent homes standard. We have completed gas safety and fire safety checks on all our homes that required one. 2.1% of all our housing property costs are reinvested into maintaining existing homes. The average energy performance certificate rating on our homes is 78. 77.6 out of every 100 tenants are satisfied that their home is well maintained. 80.8 out of every 100 tenants are satisfied that their home is safe. Communities and neighborhoods. We promise to work with you and other agencies to keep your community and neighborhood safe and well maintained. We reinvested 9.4% of all our housing property costs in new properties and existing stock. 41 in 1,000 homes reported antisocial behavior. 67.3 out of every 100 tenants were satisfied that Progress Housing Group makes a positive contribution to neighborhoods. 72.8 out of every 100 tenants are satisfied that communal areas are kept clean and well maintained. 59 out of every 100 tenants are satisfied with our approach to handling antisocial behavior. Culture. We promise to be respectful and supportive at all times and involve you in improving services. We supported 146 tenants through our Progress Futures program. We had 33.6 complaints per 1,000 homes. 82 out of every 100 tenants agreed they were treated fairly and with respect. 59.7 out of every 100 tenants were satisfied that their views are listened and acted upon. 69.9 out of every 100 tenants were satisfied they were kept informed about the things that matter to them. Page 16. Happy 99th birthday, Bill. Bill's family, friends, and tenants at Orchard Grange enjoyed a party to celebrate Bill turning 99. 30 years of progress, Winifred's story. Born in Chorley, Winifred moved to a ground floor flat in Penwortham more than 40 years ago. She recalls, "It was strange at first because everyone was a lot older than me. but I soon got used to it and I love it here. The people are nice and we all get on. If you need anything, I only need to ask a neighbor. Winifred says she enjoys being a Progress Housing Group tenant and feels reassured by the support from both her independent living coordinator, Ian, and Progress Lifeline, our community alarm service.